We're going to start the program this morning, though, by talking about private jets. Not something most of us, or even very many of us at all, will ever be lucky enough to be on. However, Kerry Airport is the third busiest airport, even ahead of Cork, in the country for private jet traffic, bringing in a lot of golfers, a lot of tourists coming in, high spending, high net worth individuals into the county, into the southwest region to stay and to golf here. People for profit would see an end to all that. It's introduced a bill in the Dáil to ban private jets from flying in Irish airspace. The legislation would prohibit the jets from flying over Ireland, with certain exceptions for reasons such as medical evacuations and national security, in a bid to reduce the colossal greenhouse gas emissions produced by aviation. The bill proposes a person found guilty of breaking the ban would be subject, on summary conviction, to a Class A fine or imprisonment for up to 1 year, or on conviction or indictment, a fine of up to €150,000 or imprisonment up to 5 years or more. That's the proposal. And with me on the line to talk about this, from, I suppose, either side of it, we have Paul Murphy, People for Profit Solidarity Rise TD. We also have as well Fine Gael councillor for the area, Bobby O'Connell. Good morning to both of you. And Deputy Murphy, if I can start with you, tell me why you're doing this. How bad are the emissions from private aviation, shall we call it?
Good morning. Yeah, they're very bad. I mean, the average private jet into or out of Ireland emits about 10 tonnes of carbon. The average Irish person throughout an entire year in everything that they do, including holidays that they take, etc., emits about 12 tonnes of carbon. So basically, it's almost equivalent to what one person emits in an entire year is one trip on a private jet. They are, you know, many, many multiples worse than traveling on a commercial airline. Obviously, many, many, many times much worse than traveling on a train or a more sustainable form of transport. And it's a rising sector. So last year, there was almost 7,000 private jets flying in or out of Ireland. And that was a big increase, 150% increase on the year before. And exactly like you said, you know, this is not something that the vast majority of people will ever do. The average owner of a private jet has a personal wealth of €1.3 billion. And in a way, these are a symbol of extreme climate and social injustice. The top 1% of the world's population are responsible for 16% of all carbon emissions, and that's a figure that in percentage terms rises year after year. But obviously they're the people who are most immune, most protected from the impact of climate change, and it's those who have done least to create the climate catastrophe we're seeing who are experiencing the impact of it first, the kind of, you know, 40,000 people dying from famine in the Horn of Africa last year caused primarily by climate change. We're running out of time. We have to reduce emissions. We have to act now as if it's an emergency, because it is. And this is an immediate thing that can be done that will show that it isn't just about ordinary people having to change their lives, but those at the very top who are most responsible for the emissions in the world, and their lives are going to have to change. And this sort of, you know, conspicuous consumption, which has a huge polluting effect, is going to
needs to be stopped. Okay, Bobby O'Connell, Fine Gael councillor, what's your response to that? Kerry relies heavily in return to profit last year on the back, at least partially, of very high private jet traffic.
Well, Jerry, first of all, I think I would just like to recognise that we have to address carbon emissions. But I mean, to put it all down, or a lot of it down, to private jets is just being, you know, ultra simplistic. Because in this county, Kerry Airport is vital to this county. I mean, in relation to accessibility, connectivity, to all the jobs that it's creating, and indeed the from the private sector and private jets, because it's not just luxury holidays and so forth that contribute to. I mean, we have big businesses here in this county that rely on Kerry Airport as a very, very valuable asset. I'm talking about Dairymaster, Leavers, Kerry Group, Tricell and Killarney, and the expertise that comes with the business that these private jets create cannot be done without. I mean, in Kerry Airport alone, there are 52 full-time jobs there. Now, they're very valuable to my area. Kerry Airport is an industry in itself. It's not out to destroy the planet. And like I said, we all acknowledge that climate change has to, it has to be addressed. But there are 250 jobs below in Hogshead in Waterville. A complete hotel out on the periphery on the western coast of Europe. And they would not be viable if it were not for the private business and the private jets that come in to Kerry Airport. And like I said, it's been completely, you know, ultra simplistic just to say that we'll ban, you know, this cancel culture again, that we'll ban everything, ban the private jets. I mean, if you, where do you stop if with this? I mean, will we eventually finish up living in caves, trapping two stones together, trying to light a fire? You know, this is just the start. I mean, it's not realistic. And okay, you must realise, no, Jerry, that the expertise would say, and that these jets bring in, and the executives that they bring in, they create finance, and they create, and some of these companies like Trisil and Killarney are helping the emissions, creating their catchery system and so forth, you know.
Yeah, I think they have to do business, and employment depends on it. What about that, Paul Murphy? First they came for the private jets, then they came for my package holiday, then they wanted me to live in a cave.
So if it's not realistic to tackle this excessive consumption by a tiny, tiny minority of people, well, then we're done for. We just don't have a hope on this planet. I mean, the IPCC report is very clear. The window for a livable future for humanity is rapidly closing. The only way to avoid that is by having a rapid reduction to zero of carbon emissions. That's what is scientifically necessary. By the way, I'm not at all saying that private jets are primarily responsible for climate change, but they do have a disproportionate impact, and it's a small number of people in terms of those who are using it or are affected. I would say, of course, we need to have a just transition. A just transition means that all those people who work in the Air Force, all those people who could have jobs affected, must have guaranteed alternative jobs. That absolutely is the bottom line.
And the golf course workers in Hogshead and other places as well. Let me put this point to you, alongside what Bobby has said, Martin in Adelaide, listening to us in Adelaide this morning, and says, Jerry, the contribution private jets make to Kerry versus the comparatively tiny reduction in global emissions from banning them should be the focus of the debate. If they don't fly to Kerry to play golf or spend their money, they'll go to another country. Useless unless the ban is global. What's your response to Martin's point, Paul?
This is the argument for the whole world to do nothing, right? No matter, whenever you talk about anything to do with climate change in Ireland, for example, in relation to agriculture and the need to change our entire agricultural model, again, with actually improvements in incomes for small farmers, people will say to you, what's the point? Look at us compared to China, look at us compared to India, look at us compared to America. It's a remedy for paralysis. Actually, like this kind of measure is being discussed in the French Parliament at the moment, proposed by the left. If Ireland was to adopt it, it can have an impact internationally in highlighting the fact that it's the ultra-rich that are responsible for a huge amount of the carbon emissions that we have, and in pointing the way forward for actually climate justice, which means ordinary people's lives improving as opposed to disimproving while taking the carbon measures that we need. I mean, we have a total carbon budget left to give us a 50% chance of avoiding 1.5 degrees rising of about 320 gigatons. We use about 40 gigatons a year. That's 8 years left. So every ton of carbon that we emit through private jets or through military expenditure, through other stuff that's completely unnecessary, is carbon expenditure that's not going on what's necessary, which is preparing for a transition
so everyone keeps their job. But about that point, Bobby, we need to change. We're in an emergency. We are running out of time. We have to do radical things.
Well, how radical? You know, I mean, Where does this injury? What I'm saying, and we do have to change. There's no doubt. But like I said, that technology is going to be a big help in this. To create technology, you need to create finance. You need the resources. To have those resources, you need these companies to expand and to have the, and as part of that, and to get that kind of expertise, we need private jets coming into Farm 4 and Kerry Airport.
That's what you want to see. It has to keep coming. Would you support, if it was a ban in Kerry, would it have to be a ban everywhere? Martin's point, would it have to be a ban globally so Kerry and Ireland isn't disadvantaged? Bobby?
Sorry, No,
would you support Martin's point?
I would not support. Well, Martin is right, but I would not. No way could I support this, because, like I said, this Paul doesn't look. Deputy Murphy doesn't realise the importance of a rural airport. We're on the most western tip point of Europe here. We're a peripheral country, and we're actually in a peripheral county, Jerry. And we need accessibility, we need connectivity, and the small amount of emissions that are coming out of the traffic coming into Kerry Airport would no way justify trying to ban private jets coming into Kerry Airport.
Okay, what about that point, Paul? Look, the economic driver that Kerry is, even from the point of view of the employment that's there, but the importance of it to a peripheral area. We don't have the public transport that you have in Dublin. We need the connectivity for all sorts of reasons. Just transition or no? What's your response to that?
Well, absolutely. But look, it isn't the ordinary people of Kerry who are taking private jets. That's not what's happening. So precisely...
There's rich people in Kerry too, Paul. One or two of them.
But it's not ordinary people.
Well, the private jets are keeping the people in Kerry working.
Okay, keep going, Paul, yeah.
But we need green jobs, for example. So we need to actually have proper public transport, proper accessibility across the country, proper high-speed train lines across the country, connecting the country together. We need to actually build sustainable communities in Kerry and across the country. The government last week was suggesting that public sector workers will lose their car parking spaces if they have access to public transport. And so they're asking ordinary workers to change their lives in a significant way. Very difficult to ask people to do that if you're not willing to tackle the likes of the private jets used by 0.1% of the world's population. Like Bobby says, oh, of course we have to change. But I think that no matter what, I think if we were here talking about the need to change the agriculture model, the need to produce the national herd, I think Bobby would also be saying, oh, well, we can't be doing that. We do need to change. We need to stop wasting our carbon on things like private jets.
Okay, listen, final brief point, Paul. I want to ask this question just separately on an issue. We're seeing a blockade in Clare. We're seeing the threat of protests in Dublin. We saw a migrant camp busted up at the weekend and set on fire. You've had protests outside your own home. How worried are you about the level of protest around this issue, and also the fact that the Gardaí are saying they're not equipped or trained to deal with these sort of protests?
Well, look, people have real grievances about the lack of services in local communities, lack of GP, lack of housing, etc. They're real. I would make the point that all of those problems existed before the invasion of Ukraine, before we had a significant increase in asylum seekers. Asylum seekers in tents or overcrowded in hotels or in City West or anywhere else are not the cause of the problems that people in this country are facing. I think we should be welcoming refugees. These people are fleeing horrendous situations. People in this country fled around the world. We would have liked those people to be welcomed as well. And I think we should unite and say, look, the real problem in terms of housing is the policies pursued by the government, which are enabling the corporate landlords and the big developers to get rich. Problems in health service are caused by the promotion of private healthcare, enabling those people to get rich. So it is concerning. And I do think the majority of people do not agree with the protests. Or would be concerned about the obviously the majority of people even involved in the protests aren't far right, but there is a small minority within them who are very definitely far right, have a very, very dangerous agenda, and I think it will be very concerning if they got any more traction than they currently have.
Okay, Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning. That is Paul Murphy, Deputy Paul Murphy, who is TD with People for Profit Solidarity. If you have a view on what he had to say, on what Bobby O'Connell had to say in response, Councillor Bobby O'Connell gone as well.